Welcome to the Broken to Beautiful podcast. Have you been feeling as if you're simply drifting through life with no real purpose? If you felt that tug on your heart, knowing you have more to offer, but feeling weighed down by your past, know that you are not alone. I'm Cherie Haynes, and I understand the struggle because I too was going through the motions for way longer than I'd care to admit. However, after surrendering alcohol to God, a whole new world opened up for me, and I began waking up with a renewed sense of purpose and joy like never before. I know it's scary to think about, but what if letting go of alcohol could be the key to growing closer to God, getting into the best shape of your life, and finally becoming the person He created you to be? Join me weekly for uplifting Bible verses, words of encouragement, and tools to revitalize your body and mind. You, my friend, are here for a reason, and I can't wait for you to begin letting your amazing light shine. So let's go ahead and jump into today's show. Welcome back to the Broken to Beautiful podcast. Today, I want to share with you my top 5 tips for a successful dry January, but first, I'd like to share a Bible verse with you to meditate on this week. It's Romans 12, verse 2. Don't copy the behavior and customs of this world, but let God transform you into a new person by changing the way you think. Then you will learn to know God's will for you, which is good and pleasing and perfect. This is such a powerful reminder. Even though it seems like everyone is drinking these days, if you feel God asking you to take a break from alcohol, allow Him to transform you into a new person by changing the way you think. Ask Him to take away the desire to drink so that you can really focus on His true calling and purpose for your life. And that's exactly what it says. Then you will learn to know God's will for you, which is good and pleasing and perfect. Isn't that what we both want more than anything? To truly know the purpose and the reason we were actually created? Well, we'll come back to this later in the episode, but let's go ahead and get into those top 5 tips for a successful dry January. Tip number 1, get excited. I know this might not seem like something to get excited about, but I want you to go into this with an open mind and knowing that God put this on your heart for a reason. This is the perfect opportunity for you to spend some time just really dreaming again and being open to what life could really be like living an alcohol-free lifestyle. I encourage you to not count down the days until it's over. Because I definitely made that mistake in the past, and so I was not really present and in the moment allowing myself to embrace this time because I was so focused on how many days were left until I could drink again. This totally ruined the experience for me, and this is the biggest regret I have from taking previous breaks. I don't want you to make the same mistake. So just take drinking out of the equation for this month and get excited about what you can do with all of the extra time you'll now have on your hands. Tip number 2, create a morning routine. I know you're not a morning person, right? Well, neither was I, and I still have the temptation sometimes to hit snooze when my alarm goes off at 4:45 a.m. But I am so proud of myself and grateful in just a few minutes, once I have a few sips of coffee and am able to begin getting into my flow state. I truly believe mornings are the best time to do that. You wake up refreshed after a great night of sleep and you don't have the weight and the stress of the day bringing you down. Now you have to create your own unique morning routine that works for you, but I do encourage you to get up at least 30 minutes earlier than normal to give yourself this gift. And if you can, an hour would be even better. I'll share more about this in a later episode, but this is what I do, and maybe you can incorporate some of this into your morning routine. So my alarm goes off, as I mentioned, at 4:45 a.m. I then get up, brush my teeth, go to the bathroom, fill up my water, and make a cup of coffee. Then from 5 until 6, I actually get back into the bed, but I have all of the lights on, and then I read either devotions or out of my Bible, journal, and if I have time left, then I read in a book as well. Then around 6 o'clock, I go and let the dogs out, I feed them, and then I put them back up. Then around 6:15, I work out for about 30 to 45 minutes. And then from about 7 until 8:15, I either work on a course that I'm going through, or like when I was working on my 30-day devotional, I spent a lot of time in my mornings doing that. So whatever I happen to need to work on, I have a solid hour and 15 minutes to do that. Then around 8:15, I go and get ready for work, because then I still have a full-time job that I work from 9 until 5. Now, one thing that I do want to emphasize is the journaling portion. It wasn't always my favorite thing to do, but especially on this journey, taking a break from alcohol, you know, it is something that was so impactful for me and made such a profound difference. It was, you know, something that allowed me to work through any frustrations, concerns, struggles, or anything, you know, that I felt stressed out about from the previous day, and really take time to work through that emotion, feel it, and then I could just let it go and move on. So I highly recommend journaling in addition to any other things that you feel are important to you during that time. I wanted to take a quick minute to let you know I created a free morning meditation just for you. If you need some motivation to kickstart your morning and get into that flow state, priming you for a productive day, make sure to download it for yourself. I will have a link for you in the show notes. Now, let's get back to the show. Okay, tip number 3, create an evening routine. I found that since I'm getting up earlier, I go to bed a lot earlier as well. And it's really important to create a new evening routine that works for you and find new things to fill that time up that you were usually drinking your glass of wine. So this is what my evening routine currently looks like. Around 6 p.m., I feed my dogs, and then by about 6:30, I eat my own dinner. I brush my teeth around 7, and then from about 7:15 to 8:15, I do allow myself to watch a show or start a movie or something like that, just for an hour. I look forward to just having that 1 hour to allow myself to decompress and just not think about anything, but I'm so productive during the day, I feel like I've earned this. And again, I don't binge watch, but I allow myself to have that 1 hour to watch something on TV. And then usually I also have some sort of either a non-alcoholic drink or a cup of sleepy time tea or something like that, because I do still enjoy having something to drink as I watch TV and wind down for the evening. Then around 8:15, I let my dogs out for one last time. And then I go upstairs and, you know, go into my bed around 8:30. And I usually have the intention to read until 9 o'clock, but half the time I fall asleep before that. And so, you know, I just kind of play that by ear and see how tired I am. But that's something that is so amazing. I used to have so much trouble falling asleep when I was drinking, and I would kind of be anxious. And, you know, my mind would still be wondering about like what I didn't do that day, or, you know, I drank too much, or whatever the case may be. But now I just feel so much more at peace, and I can really like turn off my brain at night and relax and get such a great night's sleep. So if any of this works for you, feel free to incorporate this, but you could also, you know, take a nice bath and put on some soft music, maybe light a candle and let that be your sacred time, or maybe try doing yoga or meditating, or even putting together a puzzle. I know that was something I enjoyed doing as a kid, and I enjoyed doing that from time to time as well, or painting, just anything that calms you down and just really allows you to relax. All right, tip number 4, find some alcohol-free alternatives. Now, I think this is so important to find these alcohol-free alternatives that you can look forward to. I've experimented with many, and I'll share a few of my favorites. And I'll also have links for you in the show notes and share any discounts with you that I might have. So the first one is called Hayo. This was the first non-alcoholic drink that I had ever tried. And I experimented with this while I was still actually drinking and was just, you know, trying to cut back a little bit. But now it's something I enjoy, you know, being totally alcohol-free. But their motto is feel the float. And it says on the back of their can, we crafted our mindful social tonics with organic adaptogens, natural nootropics, and functional botanicals to celebrate life never wasted. This better than alcohol alternative is made for those chasing a new feeling. We call ours the float. It's our hope that enjoying Hayo inspires more solace on the sofa, more happy hours without hangovers, more presence at parties, and ultimately a happier, healthier you. These are non-GMO, gluten-free, vegan, USDA organic. They're 30 calories per can and either 10 or 11 grams of carbs, depending on the flavor. And the 3 flavors they currently have are blackberry lemon, watermelon lime, and my personal favorite, peach mango. They come in 12-ounce cans, and you can choose between a variety pack where you get 4 of each flavor or all of one flavor. Now, what's neat about them is every time you order, you accumulate points. And as you get enough points, you can get discounts off of your future orders. I'll actually have a 20% off coupon for you and will link that for you in the show notes. So the next one I want to share with you is called Tranquini. And I just happened upon this one when I saw it on the Black Friday specials on Amazon and thought I would try it. But their motto is relax, it's good for you. And they, you know, theirs are infused with things like green tea, chamomile, lemon balm, ashwagandha root, passion flower, and lavender. Now, I believe they have more flavors than this, but the 3 I have tried are sparkling ginger lemongrass, sparkling mixed berries, and sparkling hibiscus. So their flavors are very unique and surprisingly delicious. And I did really feel a sense of relaxation when I drank them. So theirs are 8.5-ounce cans and usually come in a 6-pack. They're very low calorie though, only between 2 and 5 calories per can and 0 carbs. All right, and the last one I will share with you is called Wild AF. So wild alcohol free. And this is my absolute favorite wine alternative. I try to leave these for a Friday or Saturday evening and really look forward to them. They taste just like wine without the hangover. So their motto is no fruit juice, no added sugar, just 100% non-alcohol white wine. So go ahead and get wild AF. So they currently have 2 flavors, sparkling white wine and sparkling rosé, and they come in a 4-pack. They're 50 calories per can and 11 grams of carbs. So my favorite is the sparkling white wine, but the sparkling rosé was really good as well. I just personally used to drink Sauvignon Blanc, and so this kind of gives me a similar, you know, taste as a Sauvignon Blanc, but just like a sparkling version. Okay, and last but not least, tip number 5. Anytime you feel tempted to drink, use that as a trigger to go to God in prayer. Honestly, I still haven't felt a desire to drink since I made this decision. But there might be certain days where you do feel tempted. And I just really encourage you to use that as a trigger to go to God in prayer. Now, this is a prayer that was so helpful for me, and I got this out of the book, The Day I Woke Up Dead, A Couple Struggle Through Alcohol Addiction by Chris and Susie McColl. So here's the prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, please wrap the Holy Spirit around me and take away any desire to drink or do drugs. Now, I personally didn't have an issue with drugs, so I just removed that part, but I honestly feel that God blessed me by taking away the desire because He knew I really meant it this time. So there you have it, my top 5 tips for a successful dry January. I want you to succeed, and I'm here for you every step of the way. And remember our verse of the week, Romans 12 verse 2. Don't copy the behavior and customs of this world, but let God transform you into a new person by changing the way you think. Then you will learn to know God's will for you, which is good and pleasing and perfect. You made this decision for a reason. So go into this month filled with excitement, purpose, and anticipation of what God will do in your life. I know you're going to be blown away, and I cannot wait to hear all about it. Now, before I let you go, I'd love for us to pray. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for reminding us today not to follow the behavior and customs of this world. We have followed that way of thinking for far too long, and now want more than anything to stay focused on you as we devote this month wholeheartedly to you. Please transform us both into a new person and change the way we think, reminding us to always put you first in our life. Please show us what your will is for our life, Lord. We know we've tried to control things for far too long, but we are surrendering our life to you. As we continue on this journey together, please make it abundantly clear to us what we are here to do. We love you, Lord. In your Son's name we pray. Have an amazing week. God bless.